Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 11th. The town of Paonia mailed out a notice to water account holders about backflow devices, and it caused quite a stir at the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on Tuesday night. The notice, required to be sent out by state law, has some dire language. At the top it says, "Failure to test backflow prevention devices and failure to survey the system for cross connections." It goes on to say the water system recently violated a drinking water requirement. KVNF News spoke with Paonia Town Administrator Ken Knight Wednesday morning and asked him why the notice was sent out.
We are required by state law to do a survey every year to the businesses that are required to have backflow prevention devices. Unfortunately, we did not receive a high enough percentage of that survey back saying that the businesses did indeed have their backflow prevention device inspected. Therefore, that put the town in violation and we had to send off this notice. This has nothing to do with the town's water. It has to do with the responses we got from the businesses that are required to have backflow prevention devices.
And as Public Works Director Travis Loberg said last night, we're not talking about residences. This is all about businesses, right?
That's correct. Commercial businesses. The only residents that may, and at this point we don't have to survey them, the only residents that may have to have a backflow prevention device is if you have an irrigation system hooked to potable water that could, in the case of negative pressure, draw groundwater into the system. And that's why you need a backflow prevention device. But at this point, we don't have to survey for those. And at this point, those devices are not mandatory on irrigation systems.
As Knight explained, the problem arose after the town did not receive enough responses to its survey of businesses to satisfy the state reportage requirement. At Tuesday's board meeting, trustees approved language for an ordinance that would allow the town to address commercial locations who failed to provide the required survey.
They introduced the ordinance. It'll have a second reading at their next meeting.
And does anyone need to be boiling water, or is it a concern right now about the safety of the water?
There is no concern on the safety of the water. These surveys were for the 2017 reporting period that happened in spring of 2018. It has nothing to do with the water. It only has to do with the return of the surveys.
From Capital Coverage, drug overdoses are dropping in Colorado. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, that's one finding in a report looking at what's being done to curb substance abuse.
Data show the number of Coloradans dying from drug overdoses fell last year for the first time since 2012, but healthcare officials warned lawmakers on an opioid abuse prevention committee that the battle isn't over. They want insurance companies to cover more alternatives to opioids like physical therapy and acupuncture. Democratic Representative Chris Kennedy says Colorado needs to address new threats.
One of the things that has been a rising issue is meth. I think we are going to be taking a closer look at meth this year and thinking about whether there are more specific things we need to do to address meth issues, particularly in rural Colorado, but not exclusively.
Committee members are expected to start proposing bills to address the issue in August at the earliest. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And now we'll hear two stories from Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC. First, it turns out that communities on the Western Slope who are dealing with the Bureau of Land Management are not alone. The public is being asked to weigh in on a draft of a management plan for 658,000 acres of public lands in eastern Colorado. KRCC's Katie Laurie reports.
Once completed, the plan will inform decisions about public access, development, and wildlife protection across BLM-administered land in eastern Colorado. As proposed, the draft lays out several alternatives, including one that emphasizes ecological protection and another emphasizing infrastructure. The designated preferred option is a mixture of the two, but BLM's spokesman Brant Porter says public input is still critical to the process.
So really, it's the range of alternatives that we're hoping that folks will look at to help us address any certain management issue that's presented in the plan.
The BLM is encouraging folks to use the plan's online story map, which breaks down elements of the different options. Input can be submitted online or mailed to the Bureau by September 20th. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
And second, advocates in Colorado are trying to put an initiative on the 2020 ballot that would bring back gray wolves to the state. If it passes, how would it actually work? KRCC's Allie Budner spoke to someone who's done it before.
Mike Phillips is currently a Montana state senator, but he knows about wolves. He had a decades-long career as a wolf biologist, and he led the reintroduction of gray wolves into Yellowstone Park in the mid-90s.
So you'd come to Montana, and you'd get 15 wolves. Put them in a shipping crate, drive them down to Colorado, and just take them to the end of a road in a nice big piece of wild country. Take the crate out of the truck, set the crate on the road, open the door, the wolf runs out.
And that would be that. Phillips says the release would be most effective in the mountains of southern Colorado because of wolves' homing instinct to return north. He says it would take about 3 years of these releases, or up to 45 relocated wolves, to establish a viable population. Opponents to the measure say reintroducing wolves would harm livestock ranchers and hunters in the state. For KRCC News, I'm Allie Budner.
And in a follow-up to that story, a gray wolf recently spotted in northern Colorado has been identified by Wyoming Parks and Wildlife. The wolf, recently sighted and photographed in Jackson County, Colorado, was confirmed to be a dispersing male gray wolf from Wyoming. The collared wolf is from the Snake River Pack and was last recorded by transmission signals on February 12th. During routine telemetry flights around South Pass. According to a press release, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will monitor the area, but is no longer actively pursuing the wolf's location. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.